Stephen, did you finally think today that you got the points that your performance deserved?
I thought it was a performance of two halves from ourselves. I thought in the first half we were excellent. We really passed the ball, we attacked with purpose, we pressurised the game. It was a really complete first half performance. In the second half, although they came into the game in the early stages, I never felt threatened. And then the penalty kick changes the game. I thought it was dubious, but in the end, it gave them a little bit of impetus, a little bit of belief. And of course, for ourselves, when you're in the bottom four, as we were prior to kickoff, a little bit of nerves set, and understandably so. But as I said to the group at halftime, the only thing that would stop us winning this game after the first half performance and a 2-0 lead would be a mentality and desire. And I thought we showed that in abundance in the latter part of the game. I thought we put our head on things. I thought we defended situations really well against a side that had gone four straight wins. So all in all, a really, really pleasing afternoon. A big thank you to Dale and the ground staff, because when we arrived here today at 12 o'clock, I really thought there was a big doubt about the game. It took a lot of effort from them, and the truth is, without that effort, we wouldn't be standing here out of the relegation zone and with 3 points.
Took the lead on 16 minutes, and an opportunist goal, really, from Ash Hunter. He just didn't give it up, did he? Long ball forward, and he just latched on and finished it nicely.
I wouldn't say it was a long ball. I thought it was a terrific pass from Jimmy Ryan. I thought it was great movement, great pass. And Ash does what he does very effectively. Great touch and a great finish. He scored one very similar to that in training last week. And, you know, I think if you look at Ash Hunter, you look at his goal ratio, it's very impressive. He scored something like 5 and 8 in his short period at Ilkeston. He scored something like 6 and 19 here, with many of them being off the bench in terms of his appearances. So his goal ratio is, you know, incredible for such a young player, and he always gives you that threat, and I'm really pleased for him. I think there's more to come from him. I said to him at half time that there's a couple of moments he needs to tidy up. Although he's scored, he can't be satisfied with just a goal. There's got to be more, and I do think there's more to come from him.
Bobby Grant's telling us earlier that he's been missing headers right, left and centre in training this week, and he said that you'd confirm that. So he rises onto the end of Sarsavit's cross, 6 yards out. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking goal. You know, Bobby last week, although he wasn't so effective for the team attacking, his work ethic to see the game out last week was terrific. And I think sometimes when you work as hard as that and you don't get your rewards in that game, you often get them after, and he got his rewards today. I thought his movement all game was very effective, coming in off the right-hand side and looking for those dart and run-throughs. And it was a similar type of movement from the cross, a great cross from Sarsavic, and a really good header. You know, really pleased for the group. They're working really hard, as I've said, and I think it was a big victory, not just in terms of the points, but psychologically.
And then obviously the penalty, which looked a bit dubious and a bit soft, but it gets stuck away. And then you're thinking, well, 20 minutes, we could be under the pump here a little bit. But to be fair, yours were the side that created the chances to score again.
Yeah, we were. You know, a really good bit of play from us on the counter-attack, and Jimmy Ryan forced, you know, a really good save from their goalkeeper. The big chap, Big Shola, I thought, who was outstanding today, you know, had a real good chance that just went past the far post. So we had moments, we really did. But there was a little bit of nervousness. We didn't pass the ball in the manner that I want us to in the second half. I understand that. I understand the nervousness. But a huge, huge victory for us today. You know, the one thing that I didn't want was another draw. You know, I think we're the draw specialists of the league, and it was vital that we turned those draws into victories, and, you know, a good mentality from the group to do that.
And a big boost, to have Jimmy Ryan back and, you know, influencing play like he does.
He's a massive player for us. The three midfielders are all massive for us, I've said that, and we've gone without them in recent weeks, and we've tried to find a way, but there's no doubt his composure, his ability on the ball gets us playing, and we've missed that.
And Wes Burns comes off the bench, gave him a little bit of game time, and he looked lively when he came on.
He looked very impressive. You know, he had a moment where he cut in off the left-hand side, and the goalkeeper made a really good save from a curling effort. You know, he's a player with good speed, good physical presence, and I think he's going to be a really good acquisition to the group. You know, I had options off the bench. I actually was trying to make a fourth substitution today. I forgot that Conor McLaughlin, who I'll give a big mention to, that I really hope he's okay, because another pivotal player for us. But I forgot that we'd made that substitution in the first half, so I was trying to make a fourth one. Chris had to tell me we'd already used three. The emotions of the game.
Yeah, just going back to Conor, is there any early diagnosis on what the issue is with him? Is his right knee, it looked like?
I think it's his knee, and you know, I went in to see him at half time, but you know, it was too early to know. I just hope and pray that for the kid that he's okay.
Yeah, we want it to be weeks rather than months. He's got a big end to the season, and potentially a big summer in front of him.
Of course, he's a massive player for us. I can't speak highly enough of him, and you know, he's got a big tournament as well to look forward to in the summer, so you know, fingers crossed he'll be okay.